Showtime.
How y'all feel? T-T-F-F. Multi-hostile. Highly motivated, motivated, motivated.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two, our thanks to Adam Teicher. Always good insight with the Kansas City Chiefs as they get into the last of their minicamp. Now, they've gone through 3 weeks of OTAs. Now they call it minicamp because it's mandatory. OTAs were not mandatory, but OTAs and minicamp are virtually the exact same thing. The only difference is that you can get fined for missing a minicamp because they're mandatory. Can't do that for an OTA. So they give it a different name, and fans tend to think that different things happen, but the fact of the matter is, a lot of teams don't even use all 3 days to practice.
So what's Patriots the definition move? Of Tyreek Hill not showing up / being allowed to show up?
Is he technically suspended?
I don't think so.
I don't know what the definition of that is. He probably won't get fined.
Right.
But isn't allowed to participate. Pending, so it's some form of
further
maybe unstated suspension.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So,
but
hey,
anyway, I mean,
no quarterback, no player has thrown at least 45 touchdown passes in consecutive seasons.
Right.
Of the prior six seasons with at least 45, only Drew Brees was even able to reach 40 again. Mahomes get to 40?
I would bet on him.
Me too.
I would.
Me too. You got Peyton Manning in 13, Brees in 11, Rodgers in 11, Brady in 07. This is the year after they threw for 45 or more. Manning in 04 and Dan Marino back in 1984.
Let me just say, those Brady are some tore pretty his damn ACL. Good guys.
Yeah, Brady tore his ACL, so he didn't throw
right,
any.
Right.
But mm-hmm. the rest of the guys went as follows the next season's touchdown numbers. 39, 43, that was Brees. 39, 28, 30. Mahomes, of course, had 50.
Yeah, I'd take it. If you gave me 40, I'd take the over.
It's still a lot. And I'm not saying that he's not capable of a lot, but especially if Tyreek Hill is suspended for 4 or 5 games.
Well, yeah.
And I'd have to think about that. I'd have to put a number on it, but yeah, 40, 41, what is that? That's 2.5,
a game.
2 something a game?
18,
what's,
4,
what's
so
16?
It's like 2.7 or something like that.
So for every game that he has 4, he can afford to have, you know, 1 or 2 the next game. But anyway, it's a – for those thinking that that'll be something to watch, Adam kind of allayed your over-anticipatory fears. Relax,
yeah,
nothing's going to happen, really, you know, short of somebody getting hurt, which you hope doesn't happen. Okay, your guy, David Ortiz.
I'm glad they got him on a plane.
You know, that struck me as a little strange, but it was a wonderful gesture by whoever decided, if this is possible, let's do it.
Let's get him back to Boston.
There's still more questions than answers in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz, but here's the latest from, unfortunately, some of it from around the internet, but some of the stuff we know for sure. The Red Sox sent an air ambulance to pick up David Ortiz to bring him back to Boston for additional medical treatment. He arrived last night. That surprised me a little bit, but quite pleasantly surprised me that mm-hmm. happened. Wasn't just one person, I'm sure, but he underwent exploratory surgery in Boston after a through-and-through gunshot wound in his back. According to reports, doctors had to remove part or all of his gallbladder, part of his intestine, his liver and small intestine were damaged. So it's not totally true that bullet missed all of his major organs because it kind of did. Or didn't, I should say. And the fact that how many hoops do you have to jump through between here and the Dominican Republic to say, hey, by the way, we're taking him away from your watch and we're taking over here?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to it, but it didn't seem to be much of an issue.
No.
His doctors in the Dominican okayed it pretty quickly, and that thing was in the air, I mean, how many hours after it happened?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not very much.
And that speaks to how well Ortiz responded to whatever surgery he went through in the Dominican, that he was able to fly already.
Yeah. So I'm sure that, you just hope that he's, it sounds like he's fairly stable. Sounds like they, knock on wood, have avoided tragedy in this regard. It just goes to show you how much David Ortiz means to the Red Sox, to the city of Boston, to New England.
No doubt.
People ask me, you know, it's Tom Brady's the guy there, isn't it? And I said, well, yeah, Tom Brady and David Ortiz are probably the two guys in Boston that move the meter.
Yep.
Brady's still playing, obviously, but Ortiz, man, Big Poppy, is about as beloved as you can get in a city that doesn't always love very easily.
And he's not homegrown. He was he was a Twins guy.
He was a Twins guy, and he's from the Dominican.
Well,
so he's, you know, he's gotten over a lot of bridges to. He's a treasure. But anyway, I just, for he and his family's sake, obviously, just want him to recover, obviously, and then live in good health. But my God, I just absolutely crazy. And when you watch this, when you see this video, it's
I didn't even watch the video. By the way, I refuse to watch. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm normally not one of those guys,
but I was like, don't send me the video. You know, don't send me the video of the guy, the alleged gunman, getting the tar beat out of him. I don't really want to see that.
Oh my God,
because that happened.
I don't. Yeah. But, I mean, but it lies in the face of the initial report.
The Red Sox asked fans to observe a moment of reflection shortly before a game against the Texas Rangers at Fenway Park. They posted a message on the video board saying, quote, "We send our love to David Ortiz," unquote. In addition, more information about what happened. Ortiz's assistant claims that he was the target. The initial report was that it was a burglary. I think it's fairly clear that it wasn't. There's talk that he was shot by a hitman, a hired gun. Ortiz's assistant said, quote, "The robbery motive was discarded, and there's no doubt it was an act of hitmen. It is under investigation, and we hope it will be concluded," unquote. New York Post put out some quotes Ortiz made 4 years ago talking about how dangerous the Dominican Republic had become. And Bruce, you and I talked about it yesterday, kind of unprompted, and, you know, felt like speaking out of school, talking about how dangerous the Dominican is. But David Ortiz lived it, and he knows it. And he found out really the hard way how dangerous it can be down there. So he's now in Boston, and hopefully, and the reports are that Ortiz will make a full recovery. And so he'll be under observation for the next day or so until his recovery is complete. So happy about that. Mike Seltzer Jewelers, giving away WSU, KU, K-State collegiate pendants. Go by today to Mike Seltzer's Jewelers, 2929 North Rock Road, and register to win. You got to be there and register in order to win that. Twitter question that we had to not shelf, but kind of move because Adam Teicher couldn't join us at 10 o'clock. So we got to move the Twitter question at 10 o'clock. Well, he's got minicamp. It's mandatory for him,
too. He's got things going on.
Yeah. So this is the Twitter question semifinal to see who takes on Andy Reid in the Mustache Wars. Andy Reid made it through to the finals.
What were your final stats? Did everybody finish in the 20 to 30% range?
Hell yeah, they did.
That's awesome. Nice job. Congratulations.
28% Andy Reid, 26 for Petty, 24 for Gene, 22 for Craig Stadler.
I mean, that's not a win for Andy Reid. That's a win for Shane Dennis right there.
Your words, not
Let's
mine.
Let's just call it what it is.
Unfortunately, on the other hand, on the other side, who will Andy Reid face for all the mustache wax? Best stash of the other bracket? Rich Gossage, Raleigh Fingers, Hulk Hogan, Dennis Eckersley. Not nearly as close in this one. Raleigh Fingers is going to go through barring a miracle. He is outdistancing.
And I got the feeling that Raleigh Fingers is going to win this thing. Unless we get a tide of Chiefs coach
fans.
Andy Reid. Yeah right. Maybe that will make it interesting. Because you kind of feel like Raleigh Fingers has the most famous stash probably in sports history.
Yeah, without
now, doesn't
trying
mean
to,
it's the one that I like the most.
Right,
but you know,
right. Without trying to sway the voters, that's 100% accurate. He does have the most famous sports mustache.
So
he's getting 57% currently. Hulk Hogan 22%, so it's a good run for the Hulkster. 15% for Goose Gossage, who ran away with his quartet way back when. Dennis Eckersley, that was a photo finish in his. So not surprising that he's bringing up the rear in this one. He barely got out of his own bracket, but looks more and more like it's going to be Raleigh Fingers against Andy Reid tomorrow for it all.
Well, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And again, thank you to Chad, who gave us a bunch of mileage on this mustache tournament that was originally had 8 or 16 in it. And then, you know, one of the last guys, and I don't know if I said this on the air, one of the last guys that I put in this tournament because he just slipped my mind, almost made it to the finals, Richard Petty. Richard Petty was not in my original 32. I kind of started scratching people out and putting people in and, you know, just trying to fill out the field with the comprehensive bunch of sports mustaches that I could find. And I totally forgot about Richard Petty.
Well,
the
you
king.
Can't forget about the king.
I know.
For God's sakes.
He almost made it. Andy Reid beat him by 2% of votes. I don't know how many exactly that was. You know what Twitter ought to do or allow me to do is find out who voted for who. Who of my followers voted for who. You can't find that out. It kind of bothers me a little bit on the polls, but oh well.
Well, you can only vote once, right?
Right. And I can't vote on it unless I create another.
I
can't vote
on
my own
right.
Twitter poll unless I create another account, which I wouldn't do that.
Well, it's been a good one. I was really glad to see all four of them within percentage points of one another yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
That's good stuff. So,
okay, let's see here. Last night history was made in Philadelphia. We talked before, it was a couple weeks ago, about how many home runs were hit in May and April and all that crap. Well, 13 of them were hit in one game between the Diamondbacks and the Phillies last night in Philadelphia. That's a major league record, not surprisingly. And the D-backs' first three hitters of the game went deep. Gerard Dyson, Ketel Marte, and David Peralta, former Wichita wingnut great, started the game home run, home run, home run, and there were 10 more after that.
Well, Gerard Dyson getting one is news in and of itself. So there you go.
Kind of speaks to Philadelphia's ballpark a little bit. I mean,
a little bit. And the balls have, I mean, they've just got a really, they've got to be live as hell right now. I don't know. 13 in a game.
A little surprised 13. We haven't heard anything about pitchers, because they're not afraid to whine and moan about if balls being juiced if they think they are. And I haven't really heard from anybody. I mean, 13 in one game and nobody, none of the pitchers made a comment. I mean, the, who's the guy pitching for? Eichhoff. Is that the Phillies guy? Yeah, he's a Phillies guy. He got knocked out in the fourth inning. And when asked about it, he said, quote, home runs happen. Solo home runs happen. What I get frustrated with is the free passes than the home runs. The multi-run home runs, those are the ones that kill you. The solos I could care less about, unquote. So he just kind of shrugged his shoulders like, well, yeah, it happens.
All right. Well, I mean, the thing is that your guys are usually the beneficiaries of it too.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
I mean, I hear you, but I mean, 13 home runs.
13 home runs in one game.
A good thing. My God.
Now,
and that's just
Eichhoff, the guy we were talking about, is also allowed 16 home runs in 57 and a third innings. That's ridiculous. That's more than one every four innings.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say to that. There are a bunch of guys that have given up. Kyle Freeland's given up a ton of home runs.
Yeah.
Which is why he's down in AAA right now.
Yeah.
Trying to figure that out. Location. I mean, it's always the biggest thing in pitching anyway, isn't it? Location.
Well, of course.
I mean, real estate and pitching. Location, location, location. Mm-hmm. But if you get a ball up now, or you catch too much of the zone now, guys are crushing it.
Ain't coming back.
I mean, I watched Charlie Blackmon and Nolan Arenado hit back-to-back home runs last night that traveled almost 1,000 feet. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Did you hear?
I don't know.
I'm sure you did. The exchange between Max Muncy and Madison Bumgarner?
Yes. Yes.
I thought it was phenomenal on both of their parts.
I did too.
Short of them fighting, which they didn't, and I guess it's good that they didn't. But if you missed it, I can't imagine you did. Madison Bumgarner gave up a home run to Max Muncy that ended up in McCovey Cove. I'm not sure what Bumgarner took exception to. The bat flip.
There was nothing that was apparent, unless there's some history between the two that I didn't know about.
Right. I'm not sure either. But Madison Bumgarner told him, don't look at the ball, run. And Max Muncy said, if you don't want me to watch the ball, you can go in the ocean and get it.
Is pretty damn funny.
If he really said that in the moment.
That's a great line.
That's a tremendous comeback. That's one that takes hour to think about, and you're like, why didn't I say this?
Yes. Fantastic line. Fantastic
and,
comeback.
And Bumgarner kept chattering at him, and all the way around the bases, Muncy's like, come on and get some if you want it. If you really want something, come on and get some. And he came up two other times, and Bumgarner didn't do a thing. So it was kind of all's well that ends well. I'm not blaming either one of these guys.
Right.
But in a day and age of get off my lawn and bat flips, and it takes you forever to get around the bases and old school versus new school. Got a little bit of both in that Muncy home run in the McCovey Cove. It was great.
Max Muncy, you talk about a guy who has just not come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
I don't want to
kinda
say it that way.
I'd
but
say
a
it.
Little bit. But this dude is just having a two-year stretch where he is phenomenal. I mean, he hits balls hard.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell doesn't hit balls hard in that Dodger lineup?
And to your point, Madison Bumgarner missed his spot by about a foot and a
half.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
That's why that was a home run. So
exactly. So pretty good stuff. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. That's a hell of a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff. Anyway. All right. Much more as we continue here rolling into hour number two. Don't forget, on this day in history, coming up in about 20 minutes or so, OTD each and every day, brought to you by Superior Rents. Of course, the top of the hour, we had our Syndio Twitter question of the day, brought to you each and every day by Syndio. Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. Shane and Bruce, we continue here on a Tuesday edition. Jad Chambers takes us to break. Back in a minute.